Well, what I've been seeing from some of the reports that general manager has made to the board is that there are a number of projects that have not started.
Right.
And my concern is how will that impact the CIP in the future?
Right, sorry.
And if it's a guest situation.
I'll send you the CIP and then.
Yeah, we can discuss it.
Yeah.
Because I said.
You guys, I just, never mind. I have a sidebar, but we can talk about it later. Okay.
Okay, what are we doing?
So we've got the next agenda.
You can move to the next one.
I think we're tabling the second motion.
Yeah, well.
Well, it didn't pass, so.
Didn't pass.
Yeah.
We'll redo another one.
Tabling the discussion.
He got the CIP. He's coming forward that already.
Yeah.
Do you mean do anything or no? You got it now?
I'll forward it to him. I'll found it in my email.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's see. Run B.
Oh my god.
Yes, there we go.
4 o'clock?
Okay.
I know, it was 2 hours. Okay.
Okay. We're on to B, reviewing the timeline for fiscal year 2021, budget development and adoption that was discussed during the committee meeting in December 18th.
So I just put in the timeline from last time that we talked about. I think there were edits and I made those changes and then the board, I put on the board agenda for last meeting. The board did not take action on this yet. So I think Chair Miller asked me to put it back on here again. You guys can talk about the schedule again for 2021. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go.
I'm done.
That's an easy one.
It's straightforward to me. This is the schedule you guys approved or I guess approved last time in my mind. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what
February 5th.
Whatever the I don't know, I think the chairman had some things he wanted to talk about.
One, right?
I didn't see that. But it's it. Yes, that is it. Yep.
I got two copies in case somebody wants to know.
I think that the reason that I guess I keep putting this on here is I think the schedule now, I mean, we're going to be in a hurry-up mode.
Yeah.
To have, you know, all the viable data we can, take a look at it, and package it all together, and take a look at what we did in 2019-2020, and the years before, and say, okay, you know, what's the trend? Are there bubbles here that we need to really look at, or is this kind of an expected even flow going from past information to based on what we can get current to make something that we're saying, all right, so this is what we're going to do going forward. And I don't know that there's anything we can do about this schedule, but I would really like to adopt a schedule going forward for 21-22 that says we start getting this information together in November, not in February. Because if this is just my perspective, if I am looking at the data and I have it in a spreadsheet and I'm seeing, okay, I'm looking down at this category and here was 17, here was 18, here was 19, here was 20, here's the projected for 21, and if it seems to flow, I probably don't generate any questions. And if it's got a monthly issue, then every month, if I can get the actual number and plug it in, then by the time I get into the budgeting process, mm-hmm. by doing this starting in November, then it's a matter of making adjustments, not a matter of making an entire budget.
Yeah.
And so I would just like to get, begin the inflow of information on the current year. So I want everything from July to November filled in, and then each month keep filling it in, so that we're just looking at it and watching it go as we meet, whether we meet every month or not. But I don't think that what I'm trying to preclude is ending up with a process where we meet 12 times in the next 3 months. I would just like to kind of, you know, we can all look at it just in our leisure, think it over a beer in the den because the football game hasn't started yet and don't see any anomalies, then, you know, we're good and we've got that information. And now, as we fill in the last few months before we want to give it to the board, which would be a couple of months before we need it, we're either comfortable with it or we're not. And if we're not, we've probably dealt with that problem already to either find out why we weren't comfortable with an anomaly. To me, it just makes for a smoother, simpler process where we're not, you know, in a what I call a wait and then hurry up.
Well, we're relying on, we have to rely on staff data.
I know.
And, you know, I think one thing that we've, you know, we're a fairly new team,
right,
all of us together. And the first time through gets to be a little challenging. And we've got a calendar of when things are happening, essentially, here. And we should be able to reproduce this every year, so that we are following and as close to the staff data as we can. Mm-hmm. We get, theoretically, we should get actuals, you know, like these that come through that we can plug in if we're managing our own spreadsheets, which
exactly.
I hope we're not, but it'd be nice to work completely off what the district gets and the staff provides. Especially with the new financial system, to hopefully get the reports in the way we want them, and that we can try to drive this stuff. So I kind of feel like, organically, if we can stay together and we'll continue to work together well as a team, that we should be able to build that process pretty well. I just don't know how well we can define it right now. It's just something we're going to have to go through and do as we're going.
When Steve brought this up previous to this, it made sense to me, understanding it wouldn't necessarily, it might, accurate may not be correct because it's a little early for Steve to be able to generate the reports, but it gives us, it's not all or nothing, it's like a storm coming in. You get an early forecast, you can start going to the Home Depot and getting your plywood and things in preparation so you ain't waiting in mile-long lines when you finally get the last-minute report. So it helps us wade into it and just take some of the pressure off, because we dealt with the 20% of it already. We don't have to get it all at once and then spend extra time, and I don't know, it just feels better to me.
I mean, I'd argue though that we're not managing the finances of the district. I mean, we're looking for gross errors and, you know, things that could be changed and modified in the way that we're doing things. And, you know, having month-to-month data, I don't know that changes my.
And I don't think it does, right? But if I'm looking at a trend, and pick a category and a category, I'm looking at a trend, and the number I get in November is way off the trend, I'm sure there are very viable reasons for it. And I can go determine what those reasons are in November instead of then trying to go through the whole thing and look and find where the differences are and then loading the staff and loading us up in the last minute. I mean, you know, you don't balance your checkbook 7 months after you've been writing checks. I mean, you do it in a more periodic basis, primarily to understand. And I mean, if something went way up, you know, like I just spent $3,000 on my dog yesterday. It wasn't in my budget, you know, but I understand why I did it, you know, because I did it. But if somebody else was going through my checkbook, they'd say, why the hell did this go up $3,000? Well, because my dog ate a hot pad and it got stuck in her stomach and she just got operated on. Hopefully she's not going to do that every month.
What are we looking for different from staff, I guess, is the question.
Bottom line, I guess what I want to do is get monthlies on all the data. I want to get it, personally. Just get the reports, sit down, build a spreadsheet that now has the next budget. And then what I would want to get from staff every month is what the number is for that particular item for that particular month. And type it in. And now I can look at the trend and I can look at everything. And if there's a question, and you know, I can bring it to the meeting every month. And if anybody's got questions on something, we just go back to staff and say, this is an anomaly. Is there a reason for it? Or we look at it and say, well, we're looking at a 3% cost increase every year, and that's what it is. Or we're looking for a CIP where we took a whole bunch of money and moved it, you know, because the project actually was postponed or it was actually started and we're spending the money and something goes up, well, then I know that. So it's already decided, it's already reconciled, and we go forward, and, you know, it would probably take us one meeting to put a budget recommendation together.
But.
Because we have all the data, and we have the answers to anything that is a question mark throughout the year. But. Or were you just calling me that?
No. No, but, it just feels like it's getting, like, anyway, we get that already.
It feels, I'll say what I think you were gonna say, because I was thinking the same, it feels like we're another auditor of the district, and that's not what we're being directed by the district, or the board to do. If the board asks us to do that, then I would say maybe we should be doing that, but I don't think we've been asked or directed by the board to do that as of yet. Now, I do think that there is a education and importance of making sure that we know and understand the budget and how everything works in there, so that when those anomalies come up, we're not spending a tremendous amount of staff time and other people's time trying to figure out what those things are. And I think from that perspective, it helps us. I just worry about it spiraling into another audit function that, as a team, we don't really haven't been directed to do that.
And we already got an audit, and everything came back fine.
If you trust the auditors.
Yeah, if you trust the auditors, it came back fine.
And are we doing the board's function, or are we doing, you know, the staff's function?
Nobody can spend any money without board approval. Everything is approved. It's not like there's just this blank checkbook that they can write and be like, woohoo, I feel like spending $600,000 on these pipes that aren't approved. It's like impossible. That can't happen.
I think what Steve's saying, he just likes to know, not that it's not approved, but what's the reason for it, so we can project.
But I think that is discussed. Anyway, whatever.
Well, you can always go back to what the resolution says, too.
Do
we need a motion or something, or what's the action, I guess, is what we're trying to get to?
You can go first, but I was going to offer up a suggestion.
Well, according to the board resolution defining the roles and responsibilities of the finance committee, it says the finance committee will monitor district financial reports and investments and make recommendations to the board. So monitoring financial reports, to me, is just what we're talking about here, which is monitoring the monthly expenses and revenues. So my question to you, Stephen, would be, what kind of financial reports are you relying on a monthly basis to determine the financial status of the district?
Perfect question. Thank you. That's exactly what I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
No, you. Good job. Thanks. Sure. We do. I mean, we do have.
Notes to each other.
We do have reports. No, my phone's over here. We do have reports.
I got my email.
Yeah, no, we do have reports where we're tracking the expenses every month. And what I was going to offer is that, there's probably three things I can offer. One is quarterly budget actual reports. I mean, we haven't, as a past practice with the former committee, we weren't bringing them to you guys unless there was something that we thought. Staff saw a red flag and thought, oh, I'm going to have to go to the board and ask for an adjustment at some point, or I need to warn the board of something. Let's go to the finance committee and show them that and get their, you know, get their review and recommendation before we take it to the board. So if it was just receiving a file to the board, we didn't bring it to the committee first. So we could definitely bring that to you guys and make sure you're seeing it first. So that's one. That's a quarterly report that we do that'll say, it'll be the budget to actual, you know, comparing actual expenses versus we budgeted, okay? And then the second one is there are monthly reports we do now to the board, check register, so every single check that is written here has to be signed by myself and the treasurer, who will be Director Garcia. That report goes to the board every month for receive and file. We could put those in your packet so you could see them. But they're in the board packet every month, too. And then part of number two is also every month you report like this on the fund balance, where the amount of money in each fund we have is reconciled against our bank accounts. And so that tells the board, you know, are our bank accounts going up or down, which funds are going up and down. And just kind of generalize that, I think, is a really good indicator of the financial health, is how much money do we have in the bank to pay our bills, and that's what that shows. So, and those are two things we could do right away with basically no extra effort other than making sure that we print it out, copy it and stuff, and distribute it to you guys every month. I don't know if you want to spend time in the meeting here to look at them if they're kind of, if they're not, you know, if they don't show anything exciting. But that, so those are two things we can do really easily. No, not a problem for staff. The third thing I was going to offer is that, and I hate to do this because I think a lot of public agencies, and I'm just editorializing here, and of course I look at the recorder, I know someone's going to transcribe this, but you know, a lot of public agencies say, we're getting new software and it's going to solve everything. And it never happens, right? It doesn't solve. But this new software we're getting is going to be, it's going to have, it's this thing called OpenGov, where you can go on in real time on the internet, and it's available for public. And they can go on and you can see revenues versus expenditures. And we can drill down to whatever level of detail we want to put in there. And it's really amazing. I know some cities and districts that have it, and I've looked at it before from the public point of view. And it really is incredible because it's like graphs, and you can click on a graph and drill down by department, and as much detail as you want is available there. And so, I mean, that's going to happen within the next year. We're trying to get it. I mean, our target is sometime in July. So that's going to happen at some point, hopefully before the next budget cycle starts up, and then that will be real-time data you can grab anytime you want. So those are my three things. We can do quarterly reports that we do for the board anyway. We can do the monthly reports we do for the board anyway. And then, you know, be patient while we put the software in place to make things real time for you all. So that's my spiel. But, I mean, the committee certainly is welcome to come up with whatever recommendations you want and things you'd like to see and present that to the board. Because I think that's the appropriate thing to do.
So I'll put a motion that we receive the monthly and quarterly reports, and that we have an item on the agenda where people can just ask questions if needed, as needed, but otherwise it's assumed that it's potentially a short one. You're going to review it as needed. If you got something to bring up, you can bring up.
Sure. And that's essentially what I was striving for. Is, you know, maybe it's a standard item on the agenda. Anybody have anything that they notice in the kind of like budget they want to talk about? The answer is no, we move on.
Yep.
And we're monitoring that on any.
Yeah, we're monitoring as we are tasked with.
I like to say, though, that I hope it doesn't get printed every month, other than our own selves printing it, just to save paper. That, you know, rather than bringing a bunch in.
Well, it'll be, I mean, that's.
Has to be.
It has to be for the public. Okay. So I'll post. Okay. I mean, legally, by putting it on the website, I've fulfilled my obligation.
Yeah.
But when people show up and in the public and they don't have it, I'm not going to tell them no.
That's
I can't decline to print it.
Yeah.
For, I mean, I can, but it doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
You know, if people are here and they're like,
you don't want to do that.
Yeah, and I wasn't looking
so,
for that.
So
I was
we can
looking for the numbers that I could. If I build an Excel spreadsheet, I can just plug it in every month, and we've got.
Well, okay, so what I'm hearing from Mr. Palmer is that he's going to provide us with quarterly information with regard to budgeted versus actuals. You were asking for monthly.
No, you said monthly and quarterly.
No, it's quarterly budget to actual.
Oh, right.
The monthly is the fund balances, checking account balances, and check register. I'm already providing this to the board. Yeah.
Is that sufficient? Is the question.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just because I'm, pardon my expression, anal. You know, I would look at it monthly if it was me, but if I get quarterly, that's a place to start.
Well, are you using a monthly report, budgeted versus actuals, to monitor the staff?
It's. I mean, we have the accounting system lets me do that live, real time, so I can go on my computer and look into the ledger whenever I want and see how we're doing budget actual. So when I get invoices, I'm doing that. Difference is when I do a budget actual report, I'm actually looking at that data and providing some kind of analysis to the board to talk about deviations, and there's QA, QC that goes into it, and it's I'm not just spitting out numbers.
I think Steve Miller is just looking for numbers.
Yep.
So would it be a onerous job to provide that information once a month?
Yeah, I would not, as I said right now, I would not agree to providing quarter budget actuals every month. That's a lot of work.
Okay.
And I would want to make, I don't want to put information out there that's inaccurate or has to be adjusted later, because there are adjustments that happen, accounting adjustments that have to occur, that we do quarterly. And so those things, that's why it's everything is considered a draft until I put the other report analysis and present it to the public. And so I would not commit to putting draft information out there every month.
Can we
so, but if the committee wants to tell the board to direct me to do that, I can present my case to the board again.
Can we start with what is there and also look to the future that we've got this online tool as well as the new reporting system that would improve this as time goes on by getting what we've, what we're not getting now is an improvement over where we are today?
Sure. And I think that if we got it quarterly, and like I said, I'll take on the task of putting it together every quarter. And then, you know, as we're moving along in the budgetary process and start thinking about it and start looking at those numbers in November, then I think that, you know, as we make changes or as we see something that is out of whack from the standpoint of, you know, the kind of the traditional process, then we can kind of get those things answered out of the way early on and discover that if a number went way up or if a number went way down, is this something, you know, my first question would be, I'd probably give Stephen a call and say, you know, is this looking like something that's going to happen every month going forward, or is this an anomaly? And if it's going to be going forward, then that becomes a new trend, and we need to figure that into the budgetary process. That's all.
Doesn't that already happen at the board meeting, though, with these reports?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's like sometimes. Double, okay.
Just more eyes on it.
We're just more, yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, it's fine. I just feel like it's happening already.
Just trying to understand.
And it's just sitting at the board meeting and getting the information.
But they come to me for a recommendation on a budget. That's
what
we
do. Never mind. If you're going to the meetings, then you're getting that information. I mean, I'm not opposed to getting it at all. I think it's a good idea, but it just seems like...
We're an advisory.
I'm willing to take it on. It's okay.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I don't have any issue with us getting the data. It's what action we take off of it, sure. As a committee that we get.
And the action, yeah, is if you've got a
question,
bring it up.
Perfect.
And if you don't have a question, it's, yep, you know, we all go back to sleep.
Yeah, let's do it.
Excuse me.
Now you called me a butt and kicked me.
This is
getting personal.
Yeah.
Did you make a motion?
Yeah, so the motion is that staff will provide the standard reports that they provide to the board on a monthly and quarterly basis to the finance committee, and that we would add a line item on the agenda to...
We can't direct the staff. We'd have to ask the board to direct the staff.
That's fine. Yeah.
I think what we've got, though, is a commitment from the general manager,
yeah,
to provide us the information. I would rather keep it on an informal basis,
sure,
if you don't mind.
If we don't need to do a motion, yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with it being a motion. Sounded like that's where we were going, but I'll keep my motion.
No,
I'm good with that. Informal's good with me.
Are Mr. GM, are you?
Yeah, I don't think you need to have a motion on that.
Okay, cool.
Because as Don was reading the resolution there, I think the finance committee resolution, I think
it's written.
It's already there.
I think it's kind of there.
Okay.
So
I'll.
I mean, as long as I'm
my motion.
Only committing to preparing reports, we're already preparing,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that.
Okay, just one comment.
Oh, yes.
Can we get these put in a meeting packet before the meeting, so we, instead of getting here and then having to look at financials?
It would be part of the
packet.
Well, that's okay. That's right. Good.
Yeah,
but we, like today, we didn't get this in the meeting packet.
Well, because we just said today it was going to.
No, I mean what we were going through.
It was in what was emailed out.
You guys got it last night, and I put it up on the website this morning.
This morning.
Because I was at home last night trying to get it out.
Okay.
To you all.
That's the intent, is to have it out.
Yeah, and
that.
This meeting is, you know,
okay,
is a special,
well,
meeting.
It's not put on the same time the agenda is, so.
Okay, and Steve, just for clarification, mm-hmm, so the information that you've agreed to provide is going to be the quarterly reports when they're available.
Mm-hmm.
The monthly reports,
mm-hmm,
and the fund balance sheet. Is it going to,
yeah,
be all three,
yeah,
of those, or is it just going to be two?
Well, the monthly report, it's kind of like it's a part A and part B. One part is the fund balance report. The other part is the check register.
Okay.
But it's basically, if you just said the quarterly and the monthly, board reports, then that covers it. Yeah,
from a logistics standpoint, we don't always meet every month. And sometimes we meet before that comes out or after.
I know.
So is it just going to be emailed to us and not necessarily part of the packet? I guess back to your question.
It needs to be part of the packet from my mind.
So if we don't have a meeting, then it wouldn't be a packet and we wouldn't get it. Is that what we're saying?
It would be in the next packet, next whenever your next meeting is.
Yeah.
If the committee, it's in the board packet, so if you guys don't meet,
then we can go.
You
off
can
the
go with a board packet. I mean,
I don't want it to create more work, and I just want to make sure we all agree and understand how we're going to get it.
I was understanding it'd be in the packet. So if you don't meet, you wouldn't get it. It'd be in the next packet.
So there's the board meeting. They usually meet a week after. So if that after week is canceled, it'll be in the board meeting.
It almost feels
it's
like
always going to go to the board.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it's in the board packet, why don't we just not have it in our packet and just we're going and getting it from the board packet every month? I mean, I'm capable of doing that. I don't need it pushed to me, but I don't know if everybody else has an objection.
Well, you have to go through 700 pages on that.
I got a computer. I can pull it out and print just those pages.
I'm assuming that what we're building, what you guys have to deal with right now is not Excel based. Is that correct?
No, we're using the accounting software.
And the new system is more Excel based?
It's still proprietary software.
Output we would get is a PDF?
Yeah, it would just be a PDF. Yeah.
Okay. So email to me is the way to go for this because we can pull it up at our leisure and do with it whatever we want.
Well, the issue is the public, I think, is part of the thing. So if it's part of the board packet, the public gets it that way. And we don't have to worry about the logistics of us not meeting because we don't always meet every month. We're better about it now, but there can be times. And so that way there's a set process for a monthly publishing of that data that we just know where it's at. That's my kind of my thinking. But.
Okay.
And it's always been there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're not getting anything other than what's in the board packet.
Right.
We can still have a line item in the agenda to say, hey, does anybody have any questions about what was published in the last board packet?
Right.
Or the last two, if we haven't met.
That's right. Yeah, so that's it. We'll just put it in the standard agenda, and if nobody has an issue, we're done with that.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody has their own version of it that they want to share and say, hey, look, this is what I saw, then we have the opportunity at that line item to do that.
Okay. Good. I'm good with that.
Okay, so it'll be a standard item then, right? That's
just a standard.
We'll make a standard item on the agenda, and there'll be no attachments.
Any comments or questions from the previously published
board packet material? We review it then.
Yeah, because that way we can cover anything that was in the board packet material. It's not be just the financials.
It also, to me, it builds on our ability to put together a budget with more alacrity than we've been doing. And less pressure in the last month or two.
Yeah.
We're just reviewing.
If that's your own doing your own personal version.
We're reviewing it so we understand it. So that when we see the proposed budget that they have given or we build our own proposed budget, we already know all that stuff.
But I think from Sierra's point Steve's that it's been in the board packets. So
if we get that copy.
For those that knew it was
not good.
Right.
Okay. And I think that probably
What are we getting in the way of information from the general manager? Nothing? Are we really?
We're getting the quarterly reports from the board packet.
Okay, but
we're getting them on our own. He's not giving them to us.
Yes. He's giving them to the
board.
So
nothing's changing.
Yes.
We just now know we can go to the board packet and get the information.
But quarterly reports aren't in the board packet. They're monthly.
Quarterly. They are monthly?
Yeah.
Quarterly reports are monthly?
There's no quarterly reports that I've ever seen except for when he compared to the budget.
When was the last quarterly report that was sent to the board?
I don't know.
July.
I don't remember when it was.
I haven't seen one. I've been through the board packets for, 6 months. And the only one I can
There'll
find
be two on next time, which will be
March.
End of year and this first quarter, yeah.
I guess
there's delay because because when payments come in, invoices get paid and payments go out, that we have to cut it off and then, anyway.
Hey, is there an expectation that the finance committee would get it at a different schedule than the board? I mean, I would expect the board would be first priority and they get it. So if the board hasn't seen it for 6 months, then that's not our issue, that's board staff issue. So we have to base it on what and when the board gets it.
Yeah, the board has not gotten quarterly reports on a regular basis, not according to a quarterly schedule throughout the calendar year. Sometimes they come later, like Steve is mentioning.
Yeah, they generally lag a little because of when everything gets posted to the ledger.
You would think there would be a regular there would be a regular quarterly schedule of the publishing of it.
It's the fourth quarter one, it's the end of the year one that lags way behind because we have end of year entries to make.
Yes.
And so we have to wait for the auditors to get through and have end of year adjustments and
It seems logical that there could be some sort of calendar based on even with the lag.
Which mainly affects the
You guys are putting together a timeline, so put them on the timeline.
Yeah. Once we understand what it is that the board gets, it we can.
Well, you're going to get them next time, so.
It'll be better with a new system.
I know, I hate saying that. I really do, but.
But it's the truth.
It will. It is true.
It's going to totally change everything.
It's not going to be perfect.
It's
better.
It's true.
Oh. You've got a Panacea.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know.
Okay.
I've lived through that.
Okay, so is everybody clear on what you're getting from the general manager then?
Whatever is in the board package is what we get. That's my understanding.
So is it generally just the fourth quarter that is delayed, not?
Generally, it's the fourth quarter one that lags.
Okay. We're talking fourth quarter annual, not fourth quarter.
It's the end of year.
Fiscal.
It's fiscal.
So the one that's delayed is the one that comes out, what, March through June?
The one that would be ending in June.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Is there any way to segregate the financial information in the board packet that goes out because the...
Files are huge. Yeah.
I've struggled through those packets.
Yeah.
And if you could, and in the past I've seen some of the board packets that come in sections.
Mm-hmm.
Having a financial section would greatly...
Okay.
Is it one PDF?
It's one PDF. I don't know what we can do, but...
You can put chapters in PDF.
Yeah.
You need some tech support.
I think we need some tech support in here to do that.
I'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Let me know how you're doing.
No, they just scan it all in.
Yeah.
There's still ways there's a fairly easy way to put chapters in.
Thank you.
Maybe if that helps, because then you can go to a section.
I'll
look at a previous one and see, and I'll try to do one and throw it back at you and tell you how hard it was to do.
Well,
it may be harder than I'm thinking, but I think it's
better. I just remember seeing board packets in multiple sections.
Okay.
In multiple attachments, yeah.
Okay.
Where are we, C?
I think that we've gone through B and we've just gone through C, and I think that we just kind of hashed through D. So I think now what we need to do is if there's any suggested agenda items that anybody would like for the next agenda, we need to make a note of it so we can get it on there. Have any?
I mean, and we can potentially talk about other future ones, I guess, too.
Sure.
Because we got... Potentially, depending on what the board action is after we go, we already have a lot on the plate for the next one. So I kind of think if we get what we need to review and come up with a strategy around the increase, that should be a sufficient meeting next time.
Okay. Don?
Especially for meeting in a week.
We're meeting in a week to continue the rate review situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think that's enough.
Okay. Good enough. We all know when our next meeting is.
Wednesday, February 5 at 2.
At 2 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yep. In that case, meeting. If I have a motion to adjourn, I guess we will.
Vote.
No.
Do I have a second, third, fourth, and fifth?
Fifth, tenth.
Yeah, awesome. So thank you all, and particularly, Ken, thank you for the motion that we approved.
Oh, no.
6 months, that was great. Didn't think of it, and it was...
It was a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The group's coming together.
So all the other meetings that you have scheduled are still intact?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So then March 4th would be the next?
No, 5th.
5th of February.
February 5th.
Well, 5th of February, but
so you
have
to
watch. Oh, that's the same date you guys had scheduled?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes. We're trying to. And then March 5th, 4th.
And then April 1st, it's got...
Yeah. We felt that was just appropriate.
You didn't make the April one, if you don't remember doing that.
That was April 4th.